What's up, everybody? Welcome to Disney Movie News. Tonight we're talking about Rogue One, Moana, and the Cars 3 teaser. And I got my dog with me. What's up?
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
What's up, guys? My dog's whining already. Does not bode well. What's up? It's Disney Movie News. My name's Sarah Snitch. I'm hosting in place of Leo tonight because he's in Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Yeah, I was waiting for someone
Bienvenido a Miami.
Yeah, he's in Miami, but it's okay because we got pasta. It's ladies' night.
And you're feeling right. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. Oh, well, no.
Everyone be sure to follow Popcorn Talk on YouTube at Popcorn Talk and on Popcorn Talk Network on YouTube and and Popcorn Talk on Twitter. What's up? I'm Sarah Snitch. Like I said, I'm Sarah Snitch everywhere. And Pasta is Pasta the Pup on Instagram. We got so much news to talk about, but I have two lovely ladies to my left, your right. What's up, ladies?
Hi.
Hey.
Pasta, hi.
She's good.
Hi, Pasta. Oh, hi, you guys. I'm Keaton Markey. I am so happy to be here. Happy belated Thanksgiving to everybody. You guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. Pasta, can you not interrupt my intro? Thanks.
She's like, don't forget to follow her on Twitter. At Keaton Markey. Oh,
thanks, gosh. Pasta. You have so many more followers than me.
So just a reminder, guys. She still has more. So
just a reminder, she is 10 weeks old. And
feel free to follow us.
Now you're staring at me.
And right. Hey, guys, I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
So we got a lot of news to talk about, but for those of you who are afraid that you're going to get Moana spoilers, don't worry. Per usual, when we review a movie, we will not talk about Moana until the end of the show, and we will give you fair warning before we start talking about it. So we got other stuff to talk about first, and then we're going to get to the Moana review.
Shine.
That's an early review from Keaton. First up, per usual, I always put the stuff I care about the least first, which is Rogue One news. Rogue One is coming out so soon, guys.
It is. Wow. I already have tickets.
I was going to say, tickets came out, and I didn't get tickets yet.
Oh my gosh, I didn't either. That's so weird.
Oh my god. No one is surprised. Wow.
I'm kind of bummed because the tickets came out really, really, like, there wasn't, like, a big announcement that the tickets were, like, released. All of a sudden, my roommate just, like, saw it on Facebook and was like, oh my god, he couldn't even form words because he was so excited. It's like, oh my gosh, Rogue One tickets are on sale. Guys, I'm just going to buy a bunch of them. But we're, like, super film nerds and want to go see it, like, on film, 2D, like, 35mm. Like, oh, you're so cute. But, and so I'm going to see it Thursday night, or I should say Friday morning, at 2 a.m.
What?
I'm
sorry. They show movies at 2 in the morning?
Yes, they do.
That's way past my bedtime.
I'm telling you, I'm not excited about it. I'm going to have to take a really long nap before I go. I'm very concerned about
2 a.m.
I might be going to a press screening, though, on Monday, so I might just be like, you guys want to get... But I don't know. It depends on how much I like it, because I might want to see it in the film.
For Force Awakens, I wound up with a screening at 5:30 a.m. Friday morning.
Worth it.
For, like, big releases like this, they'll do, like, 1:30.
But, like, I don't know. 5:30. Man,
I agree with you. It's crazy.
That's mental. But at least there's no traffic. So
you just don't get it, Renee.
No, Renee, I don't. There is traffic when people are going to work when I get out of the movie. That's when there's traffic. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, no. Patrick from Thing of Vlogs texted me and was like, "Yo, Rogue One tickets are out and like they're selling out fast." And I was like, I'll take this as my cue to not buy them anytime soon. Yeah. I'm going to leave it up to Leo, per usual, with Star Wars stuff. No, little puppy. I'm so sorry. But with Rogue One coming out so soon, there's all this like stuff being released, including this featurette that came out with some Diego Luna action, which I am mad about. We haven't seen a lot of him in the trailer so far, but there's this featurette that is like...
Are we going to watch it?
Yeah, I think we are. I sent a link, linkity link.
I don't know if I want to watch it.
You don't want to watch it?
This is why.
Now you know how I feel about seeing all the Moana spoilers before seeing Moana.
I know. Well, I was pissed about those too. But I think, but now I'm like, after seeing it, I'm like, they did not give away too much. At least from what I saw. You basically went to every press event, so you asked for it.
I don't know. I was mad about all the songs coming out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was annoying.
I was like, I don't want to see the songs. Look at Keaton drinking out of her, like, milkman jug.
No, so this is... I'm supposed to drink two of these every day, so I make sure I drink enough water, because it's 32 ounces, and you're supposed to... Like, you take your body weight and divide it by two.
I'm supposed to drink 96 ounces.
Are you still doing that cleanse?
Ounces.
Yeah. It's still happening.
But Thanksgiving was not a cleanse, so I have to make up for it.
Gotta drink all that water.
Water's good for you.
Is it? What?
And I want it to be my friend, like it's Moana's friend.
The ocean is a friend of mine. Here's the Rogue One feature.
I'm sorry. Ooh.
This character is the story I grew up with. It's like I've been preparing my whole life for this. If you're really doing this, I want to help.
God, I love his
voice. It's challenging because one day you're doing a very emotional scene, but the next day you're beating some stormtroopers. It's fun. It has a little bit of everything. Here's the Maldives. We are in a deserted island.
Maldives?
We're doing battles and running and
so
chasing,
cool.
And we're
probably
just living the experience.
Of course
there's a 97.6% chance of failure. He means well. You know, it's a true adventure. And you're enjoying the ride in a galaxy far, far away.
In a galaxy far,
far,
far
away.
Do you know what that means, Renee?
It's where their thing where, is.
It's where they are.
It's where Leo! Far, far away.
Leo!
I wish Leo was here because I'm like, I don't know who Diego Luna's playing. I don't know. My dog is whining. It's fine.
She's a new mom, guys. She's a new mom.
Trying to have it all. Ain't that right? I'm excited for Diego Luna because I like him. I liked him before this. I'll like him after this, I assume.
I think he's great.
Good thoughts. I love it.
You think he's great?
I think he's great. And I can't wait to see Leo's cosplay of him.
I know, right? Leo's totally going to cosplay him.
It's going to be good. And Leo's going to, like, get the voice down perfect.
Oh. Trying to make it more comfortable. I know, Leo can totally do his accent. Leo, everyone's in the chat is saying, your next cosplay, Leo. Well, Leo, you would be perfect. Blah, blah, blah.
Leo, yeah. Anyways, it looks fun. I don't want to see any more of it. Like, well, I just want to see the movie. It comes
too
out.
Bad because
no,
we got
another bit of news.
Damn, Sarah!
We got another little teaser spot.
Oh my god, I didn't even know this, guys. I can't even open the email that Sarah sent me. I don't know why.
Here's what's up. This teaser is supposed to be teasing another well-known Star Wars villain. And well-known is used loosely by the media because I don't know who the heck they're talking about.
Ooh.
But try to catch this. Zach, you'll probably know who I'm talking about.
Darth Maul?
No. This featurette is very Darth Vader heavy, but in the first, like, few seconds, there's a man gazing out a window.
So this wasn't about Darth Vader?
It is, but it's like a very hidden teaser of another villain.
Guys, how are people like me supposed to keep up with this? Oh, Zach's excited. Spoiler alert, there's another villain.
I forget his name. I can find it. Okay, let's watch it.
We have a mission for you.
There he is.
Are you?
Oh, but that's Palpatine.
That's the teaser.
Tarkin.
Yeah,
Tarkin.
There it is.
Oh my gosh,
who he be? Who is he?
He's a villain from the first movie, from A New Hope.
There's my man.
I am your
father. He cannot be your. You don't even know that our first two.
Nope, but I do know the quote because I live here.
Grand Moff Tarkin is like he's the older guy from the Empire that we see in A New Hope, who's like working alongside Darth Vader aboard the Death Star.
Same actor?
No,
I highly doubt it.
The actor passed away a few years ago.
Do you think that's really him, or are people just going crazy over speculation?
It looks like him.
It's got to be him because this takes place like in New Hope era.
Yeah, and it fits that he would be there. It looks like it could be the guy. I'll pull up an image of.
I might need to put my dog in her crate. She's whining a lot.
Can I?
Oh,
hold
do you
want
to go? Do you want to go to
do
my
you
house?
Come here.
I don't think she's happy being held at all.
You want to come here? Oh, baby.
Does she want to go there? Or does
she can wander around the desk if you?
She can wander around the desk. She'll be so freaked out.
Oh my gosh, she's so...
She just pees on the desk.
I was going to show the photo, but let's just find a close-up
of...
Oh,
my goodness.
I think I sent a close-up, a screen grab in the email.
Oh, I meant the dog.
Hello,
oh.
Pasta.
She's not whining now.
Aunt Keaton.
Leo Pages. Says it's him. The Death Star belongs to him.
Oh, she's kissing.
Oh, yeah, he's the Grand Moff, who, essentially the general who's in charge of the Death Star.
Okay, so it's very likely that it's him.
Oh, my gosh. Sarah.
Oh.
All right, we're just going to take turns holding Pasta. Puppy. She doesn't like her puppy, Bjorn.
Puppy. You are the cutest puppy. Okay, I'm
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry that I brought her. Everyone told me to. It's fine.
This is the best day of my life.
No, oh stop crying. Stop crying.
Hi, baby. All right. Anyway, now that we're done with the Star Wars news, everyone, I've been dying to talk about this. Everyone keeps asking me about it. Cars 3 is now the next Pixar movie to come out.
Ugh.
It swapped places with other movies, and now it's the next one to come out, and we got a teaser for it, and everyone is flipping out.
I see
Let's
what you did there.
See
flipping.
It. Yeah, flip. Everyone is burning into little pieces over it. Everyone is dismantling their auto parts over it. Here it is.
They showed this before Moana.
Yeah, they did.
Oh no, McQueen! Oh, how could he? He's getting old, you know? Like, he can't be racing these youngins. He's like a
Everyone is shook, and I'm like, guys, why are you shook? We've seen a million car crashes in Cars. That's what they do. They crash.
I've never loved Cars. Yeah, I've never been a huge fan of the franchise. I think Cars Land is awesome and
Cars
very
Land
well
is
done.
Awesome, yeah.
But I like the movies themselves. I'm just kind of like meh. The fact that a third Cars is coming out, I probably won't go see it. I'll pull a Renee.
Yeah, it is.
Pull a Renee.
Pull a Renee.
Someone in the comments says the storyline seems way more developed than Cars 2. Yeah, it does, even from this tiny little trailer.
That's the thing. I wouldn't be excited about it if I just heard Cars 3 was coming out, but that they did a good trailer. That was intense. Oh my gosh.
I'm happy. I'm hopeful about Cars 3 because Cars 1 was fine. Cars 2 was trash. Cars 3 mm-hmm. will hopefully be great because they're actually gonna, like, try to make it a good movie, is what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Everyone's, like, shook because he, like, crashes.
Well, I'm shook. Disneyland is, well, I'm shook. You guys, he's crashed in every one of his movies.
All of them crash all the time.
Tell me about it. Come on.
He said this was the moment everything changed.
Yeah, he's probably going to crash, and then he'll, like, not be able to race anymore, and it'll have to be with him dealing not being a race car anymore. And like,
you don't think he's going to end up racing again?
I don't know.
You don't think it's going to be the little train that could?
Maybe.
No, he's going to retire. He's finally going to retire.
I think he's going to start teaching, you know? Who knows? Everything changes. Yeah, like the Hudson Hornet. He's going to train other racers. He's going to have to, like, you know,
you're probably right.
Grapple with the fact that he can't be a hotshot anymore.
Spoiler alert, Sarah's got the
I don't
down.
Know what's happening, I'm just guessing.
I still don't care.
I think people are freaked out because of the coloring of the trailer. It's so gritty that it implies, like, it's going to be a dark movie.
Which is weird because it's just Cars 3.
We're going to fly.
Oh my gosh.
Just going to sit on table.
Yeah, I'm okay with
it. That's good, Pasta. I think you're hot when you're leaning
against all of us. You're so cute.
You're good, Pasta.
Did none of you read the synopsis, Mouse Doc is saying? Nope.
Nope. Tell us what it is.
They said that it's going to revolve around him being in rehab.
Oh, whoa! That is dark!
Wait. What?
That's what I'm saying. It's going to, you know,
real
he's going to have to deal with not being a hotshot anymore.
Hey, pretty.
Cannot bring myself to care about Cars. Same.
I'm still, Poli Flowers, I feel exactly the same. Hey, everybody in the chat. Well, thank you for joining the chat. Can everybody click that thumbs up button? I just did it, so you
should
too.
I just did it, too.
Same. Actually,
look, this dog is asleep on the table. What's not to like?
So the Cars 3 plot synopsis. I'm pulling it up right now.
Thanks for doing my job for me.
Well, you can see it on your computer.
That's not what I wanted. The internet's not being kind to me.
The internet is a friend of mine.
That's a Moana quote.
Everyone's just staring at the dog.
She was like, oh, you want a picture of me? I'm just going to go over here.
Yeah, now. I'm not going to fade. That's what my dog does.
Good
just
girl.
Like well, according to John Lasseter, he says, we've got some great new characters, great racing. There's some great racing in it. It's a very emotional story. It's a little bit more akin to Cars 1, where you get into a deep emotion with him. It's a really special story. It's very emotional in his relationship with Doc Hudson and his memory of Doc Hudson.
Oh, mm. Is Doc Hudson dead? Cars die?
Yeah.
I mean, I know, like, when you don't fill it up with gas in time, they do. But I didn't realize in the Cars universe that they die. That's kind of scary.
That's sad.
It's sad. Oh, little rabbit 19. Hey, if you guys love pasta, give us a thumbs up.
Okay, yeah, give a thumbs up for pasta. Up for look pasta. At her. How can
she
you
is
not
being
be
such a grown up?
Look at you.
You're so cute.
Look at you.
Give her a thumbs up.
I can't.
Dogs need validation as well. That's why she has an Instagram. Give us a thumbs up.
Good girl. Good girl.
She's being so good. I'm very impressed. Good parenting.
I'm impressed also. So, I mean, I'm excited, I guess. This is like the first Cars movie to come out when I'm an adult. So I'm like ready to like see it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you seen any Cars movies?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one I have seen.
Good job, Renee.
Thankfully.
I think I liked the first one because I saw it in, like, the most Disney of environments. I saw it, like, on a Disney cruise ship.
Oh, my God.
And it was just, like, Disney everywhere. Watch this Cars movie.
Our friend Francis, who works at Disneyland, like, was so upset by the trailer that he had to go meet Lightning McQueen in Cars Land to make sure he was okay.
I mean, I know who Francis is. Yeah. So I get it. But I just, like, that was... You just hearing you say that somebody had to do that was, like... But I get it.
Leo says, Cars 4 will be the story of Mario Kart. It's called Karts. L-O-L-O-L.
Leo, why are you still up? Cool. It's late in my Miami.
We were FaceTiming with Basta, and he said he was going to watch.
Aw, thanks, Leo, for the support.
I'm the most distracted host. I'm so sorry. But I got a little baby. Aww.
What's the next piece of news, Sarah?
We got some Beauty and the Beast news. We got a new teaser photo of Belle and Gaston.
Oh my goodness.
In their French, in their provincial life, if you will. This is the provincial life.
I love that dress. They did such a good job on that dress.
He looks so much older than her. Like, in giant.
He looks humongous.
He does look like a giant. Like, what's the height difference?
Gaston,
she's probably teeny tiny.
True.
She wants much more than that provincial life. I wish his whole jacket was red. I'm going to be honest with you. I wish it
wasn't. Isn't it later in the one in the tavern?
Oh, yeah, because that's when he proposes to her.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. But I am bummed we're not getting the green dress.
Yeah, I'm bummed about library dress, too.
Library dress was classic. And it's like, this is the thing. If you're going to, like, do all the other dresses to match the original movie... Why would you not do green dress?
Yeah, I agree.
I'm angry about it, but I'll be over
how
it.
You feel, Keith. No.
Pasta's making me provide. Sarah told me she was bringing pasta. I was like, I've had a bad day. This is great. I need some pasta time in my life.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one picture, but it's a pretty good picture.
Pretty solid picture.
Pretty sweet pic.
Like the dress.
I included some theme park news just because it's so wild.
Oh, my God, I know what you're about to say.
Hong Kong Disneyland announced, like, a ton of stuff this week.
I know. Frozen Castle.
It's not a Frozen Castle.
Oh, it's a marble castle.
It's just a new castle.
I thought, but aren't they building, like, a huge, like, Elsa's lair? Aren't they building that?
That's not the main castle, though. They're building, okay, hold on.
Fill me in.
They're doing a lot of stuff.
Come here, Pasta. Come here.
Good girl. They're building a Frozen Land, which allows guests to wander Arendelle. Blah, blah, blah. There's Frozen Land. There is Iron Man Experience set to open next year in a Marvel Land to be built around it. So there's Frozen Land, Marvel Land, and then there's a new show featuring Moana that seems similar to Mickey and the Magical Map, kind of. And then they're just redoing the castle.
Dang.
Which is the first time that a Disney park has ever had a castle built and then redone. Which has some, like, I'm not sure how I feel about the consequences of this decision.
What are the consequences of this decision, Sarah?
Just the idea that they can go and change any Disney park's castle at any time is a lot.
Like, I know, Pasta. It's just a lot. It is a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah.
She's upset by it.
Like, if they went, if they, like, looked at Disneyland and were like, we're going to make the castle just, like, 20 times taller, I'd be like,
what
no.
are you doing?
Yeah, I'd be mad.
Classic.
Hey, baby.
So, like, it's just a little bit weird to see them, like, going back to a castle that's existed for a while and, like, changing it just for fun. Because, like,
it's a weird, like, concept, too.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like,
I thought they had a huge castle already.
No, the Hong Kong castle looked exactly like Disneyland's castle.
Oh.
Shanghai's castle is huge.
Okay, the Shanghai, that's...
Yeah. So, how do people... People in the chat saying Hong Kong is going to be bomb. Marvelland is largely a conversion of their Tomorrowland. Blah, blah, blah. Are people excited about this? I mean, a lot of you probably aren't even going to go.
You're not going to go to Hong Kong Disneyland?
I'm not going to go to Hong Kong, most likely.
No?
Hello, Pasta.
I think it could be really cool. Maybe they're just testing it out there, seeing how that, like, renovation works out and if it's popular and successful and if they should spread it if people want.
I feel like of all the Disney parks, people care about Hong Kong the least.
That's why they're like, we need to focus on this. Exactly.
Good and then question. From there. Someone says, are they closing the park to create the new castle? I don't know.
I doubt it.
Maybe.
I don't think they'd close it for a few days.
They didn't close the Disneyland when they were redoing the castle for Diamond Celebration and it was like literally the worst thing ever. Like it was just like scaffolded the whole time.
We'll make
time.
It work.
She's going to be like,
no. You're so cute.
Yeah, Hong Kong does have an exact replica of Disneyland, but that doesn't not exist everywhere else. Like, Walt Disney World and, like, Tokyo have very similar castles, and, like, no one cares about that. Are you freaking out that you're so high up? You don't even
just
know.
Just lay down, boo-boo. Just lay down.
You don't even know how high up you are.
Oh, no, don't walk that way.
She won't go over the edge.
You're the cutest puppy in the
world. I hope she doesn't just, like, poop on the table from
here. I'm just, like, imagining her peeing and it all going into my computer.
It could happen.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Zach, can I request something really quick while we're finishing up talking about this? Could you pull up some of the Moana songs that we can talk about them and play bits of them when we do the review? Thanks.
Which is coming up right now.
Which is coming up right now. Uh-oh.
If you have not watched Moana and do not want any spoilers, leave.
Okay, guys.
Spoiler alert.
Bye,
Renee.
Spoiler alert. It's been real.
Spoiler alert. Okay.
That's a good spoiler warning. Alert.
Anyway. Are we ready?
I'm so ready.
Pasta is scared of the spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Maybe she
spoiler
has to go alert. Potty.
Maybe.
Maybe we should lay down her pad and let her just go pee-pees. And then talk about Moana.
Okay. Priorities.
So you haven't seen Moana yet.
Haven't seen it, but I feel like it'll be like I have.
Okay, this is a bold statement, but I, like, the three people I went to see the movie with all agreed with me. I think, honestly, this is one of the best original Disney movies that has come out in a very long time. Original story, it was, I thought it was so, so, so good. The Chico pee-pees?
Yeah.
Good girl. I knew that's probably why she was crying.
Good girl.
Good girl, Pasta. We go pee-pees. Yes, I think it's one of the best Disney movies that's come out in a very long time.
Where do you rate it among the Disney revival?
Ooh.
Which includes Starts with Princess and the Frog.
Number one.
Oh, dang. I think it's in my top three, but it's not my number one.
What's your number one?
Tangled.
Tangled was so
Tangled
good.
Tangled was good, but Tangled, this I felt like was not... It was the first Disney movie that did not follow the classic Disney style.
I think it followed the style exactly.
No, because there wasn't a love story.
True.
There, the girl, like, she ended up being left. She got left by her sidekick, and she had to end up doing it on her own, which I appreciated. Mm-hmm. Like, her final kind of success was because she decided to, I'm going to do this on my own after her grandma appears to her. And, yeah, she's awesome. And then, because it was, you got to turn from two characters, because you see Maui give up and, like, walk away. But then he also decides to come back and help. Like, you see both of them fail completely, But then both of them on their own decide to fix their flaw.
Yeah.
And help each other again and, like, end up, you know, getting what they want, what they were setting out on their journey to get. And Maui was so great.
Maui's great, but I really love the movie. I don't want any criticism that I say to, like, detract from the fact that I love it. But I don't think there was enough of a reason for why Maui comes back. There's no reason given.
No, okay,
he doesn't even say, like, I realize that, like, the ocean did choose you. You know, he doesn't even say anything like that. He's just like, yeah, I'm back.
But that's Maui. Maui, his character is not somebody who's going to be like, I'm so sorry. He's all like, I can't wait for people to love me again. Yay. Look at my little man.
Renee, what do you think?
so many thoughts, guys.
I think my favorite part about it was Moana herself.
Yes, Lauren Wilson's a hero's journey.
It is hero's journey, mm-hmm. Exactly, where it's like... It. Goes on journey, has old sage person telling them what to do, mm-hmm. has like a moment of, I can't do this, and then is like, wait, I can, and then revisits old sage person in moment of need. Very Lion King, very
yeah, I feel like Star Wars, it reminded me so much of Lion King watching. Yeah. Like, I was like, I haven't loved a movie, I haven't been able to walk out of a movie since Lion King and say... And I was 5 when I saw Lion King in theater, saying I could watch this movie over and I could sit down and watch this movie again right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's how much it was just so visually beautiful. I loved the songs. I thought the jokes were good. The pacing was good. It was just all around really great.
The first time I watched it, I felt like the pacing was super weird. And then the second time I watched it, I didn't notice the pacing issues at all. The first time I was like... Dang, it's taking a long time for it to get going on this journey.
Where are these boats?
Yeah, and then also it was like, it just felt like weird obstacles in the way for no reason. You know what I mean? I've had a lot of discussions with people where I'm like, Maui wasn't entirely necessary in the movie at all. He wasn't, Leo and I have had this conversation a lot. Like, he wasn't necessary at all. The movie could have happened without Maui.
But I think he was a great, yes. like, comic relief, and he's a great character, because I think it would have kind of fallen flat slightly Definitely. If he wasn't in it.
Definitely. I don't think it would have been a good movie with just Moana by herself on the ocean, but I don't think they gave really a convincing reason for them to, like, need Maui that much. You know, like, his redemption arc wasn't that strong. What?
Leo just said Moana is what Ariel wishes she was. Yeah. Yes, Leo. Yes, I agree with that. Ariel was like, but Daddy, I'm 16 and I want to get married. Moana's just like, Dad, peace. I'm going to go save our tribe.
Yeah, like, she did do that. It's true. Ariel can deal with it. My favorite parts of the movie were with the grandmother and Moana. Yes. For sure. Someone says that they think it was bad for me because it was spoiled for me at D23. I disagree. I just felt like the pacing was weird, but then I didn't think it was weird the second time. That's just all there is to it. I don't think it's because of what I'd seen already.
I think Moana is the coolest princess ever. Like, there are a lot of princesses that I could look at and was like, I look like that princess, you know? But they weren't, like, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, they were princesses, but they weren't, like, cool. I'm like, Moana is the coolest chick ever. She's so cool. I want to be her best friend. She's climbing ships. She's sailing around. She's on her own. She's, like, this tomboy that's awesome, yet she's still, she's smart. I just love her.
I love her.
And I love the girl who voices her. Yeah. And her voice is beautiful and was perfect.
Yeah. It's really good.
Shiny. Sorry, someone just wrote Shine. Was that your favorite song? No, I don't think it was my favorite song. It was just so unexpected. Yeah. And I was like, what is this?
So it wasn't always Christmas.
It seemed so out of place, yet it was so perfect.
I love it.
And so that's why I think I loved it so much. I was so thrown off by it, but at the same time, just like, yes.
People have a problem with it because it comes out of nowhere, but I really like it a lot. I really, really like it. It's my new favorite Disney villain song. I think my favorite song is Where You Are, Where We Are.
Where? How far?
Do you have any of the songs ready?
It's the first song, I think.
I love just the grandma.
Yeah. I love the grandma's part in that song.
Yes, it's beautiful. And the grandma's voice is so beautiful. You can go and watch a featurette where you can see them all recording their stuff, and mm-hmm. it's really it cool.
So good.
Moana.
It's so good.
This is Lin-Manuel. He does a singing voice for the dad, correct?
No.
No?
No.
God, definitely it sounds not. Just like him. The singing song. The Pussycat doll comes in.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Oh, it's sorry. So good. It's so good. Sorry, I just get so into it. My favorite part.
I try to listen to it.
Yeah.
Can you play Shiny?
We weave and weave our baskets.
It's a fun song.
It's so good. My favorite part about that song is that the chief is paranoid in a very similar way. I'd rather be shiny. So good. We're all just like jamming.
It's so good. Shiny. Yeah. His voice is so great.
It's just a funny song. It's Jermaine from Flight of the Conchords. Christina's.
This is nice.
Dude, I want to Disney bound him so hard.
I just love free food.
And literally just wear glitter.
Yeah. You look like seafood. I love where you are because, like I was saying, the chief is very, very similar to King Triton in his paranoia. Like, he's very afraid of, like, what is out there, and mm-hmm. he doesn't want his kid to go there. But Triton, you, like, kind of hate when you watch it. You know? When you're watching Little Mermaid, you're kind of like, this guy.
Yeah.
And then with the chief, the song makes it so that all the things that they're worried about is not something to, like, fault him for. You know what I mean? He's like, look at all this stuff. We got it so good here. Why would you want to leave? And you're like, yeah, okay, I get it.
Yeah, don't leave. Just stay.
Yeah.
Stay, please.
Yeah, so, like, I never felt, like, animosity towards the chief. I did, like, my first thought when I left the theater is I wish that the chief had gone full King Triton on the boats and just burned them all.
Whoa!
I wish.
Whoa!
Disney always has a moment like that.
I know, but do you know what that moment was? There wasn't one.
There wasn't one.
But I like that there wasn't one.
I wish he'd burned all the boats, but then before he burned the one Moana needed for her journey, they were like, your mother's dying. And then, like,
oh my God.
That's what I wish happened. And then he didn't burn that one boat.
Yeah, but then how are they going
to
build
They got to learn how to build boats eventually.
You know, I was so curious as to how, you know, the trailer showed that one song by Lin-Manuel that he sings. And I was like, how are they going to work that into the film? Like showing us like what this
dear we know the way.
Yeah, it was so good. Play that song.
Away, away, away.
But I loved how they did the flash. I don't know, like the dream sequence, and when she goes and like the light, the fire turns on, and like you see the drums, and then she's like, oh. And then like when you see it basically repeated when she teaches it to her family, it's like a book. Oh.
Who thought of me when she screams? We live by
I did. And I was just like laughing.
I was like, I hope everyone thinks of me.
I want to go to hula classes now.
I don't agree that Moana is a reboot of The Little Mermaid.
It is
like very similar because one wants to be in the ocean and one wants to be on land. But like, they're not the same in like any other way. Ariel does not save anything. She doesn't save excuse me, a goddamn thing except her own happiness. Moana saves the world. So like everyone can shut up.
I could so see a little bit of the lava short. Like I could see I know it's not
with
the same
Tafiti,
but
yeah.
With Tafiti, and I really loved the way that they did Tafiti, and I loved that. This is a huge spoiler, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I loved that Tafiti was... I loved that.
Yeah.
And I liked that she had to face the villain head on and thus facing her fear and react, like, of that thing and just heart.
Yeah.
Heart in you.
There's a lot to love about it, honestly. I loved the jokes. I loved a lot of it.
The chicken!
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Everyone's mad Pua wasn't in the movie more.
I know, but did who? What got me crying and tearing up was when she saw Pua when she gets back, yeah. And she and that's how my dog greets me, and I was like, oh my gosh, pig missed you. How long do you think she was gone for? I was trying. I was like, how long did
at
this
least
take
like
her?
A week, at least.
Oh my god, longer than that.
2 weeks.
I she sailed.
We don't know how long she sailed.
A long time. I don't know. I need some clarification from the creators of Moana. How long was she sailing?
Good question.
I think it was
probably 2 weeks.
Do you know what I thought was also great? You're Welcome. I hated that
You're
song
welcome.
The first time I heard it. I thought it was stupid. And I was like, there's no way The Rock sang this. They probably just like overlaid Lin-Manuel's voice over The Rock's and really turned down The Rock's. But then I watched him recording it. And it made me happy that he did sing it.
I like You're Welcome a lot.
I haven't even heard it since we played it, like, either last week or the week before. And it was stuck in my head all last week. And I don't know why. All I just heard was, You're Welcome. Like, the same line over and over again.
And you're there when Allie Muniz said, all she ate was half a banana.
It's true. She lost all her food in that storm.
Wait, can we call Leo? Everybody's yelling at us to call Leo. Can Leo call us?
We can have him call us.
Do you want me to email you?
I'll send him the number.
Okay.
You got it. Away, away.
Leo says that.
I've been... Sorry, Renee.
Oh, no, that Ariel saves Eric because she wants Eric for herself.
Yeah.
That's true.
Ariel.
And she saves her voice, guys.
Yeah.
Daddy, I'm 16! I love him!
We just met, we haven't talked.
My favorite thing about Moana is that a lot of the more progressive parts were just, like, fact. It was like, one day you're gonna be chief. Not like, well, we never had a son, so I guess you're gonna be chief. You know?
Yeah.
It was just like, one day you're gonna be chief. And they never mentioned a love interest. At all.
And I so appreciate, I thought the chemistry, like, the friend... weird older brother chemistry that she had with Maui mm-hmm. was so perfect. There was never a hint of, is this a romantic thing? Is this weird? No, it was just it was just done very, very well.
Yeah.
And I loved the ocean. Because this is the thing. I felt like there was slight like religious tones to it.
I didn't feel that.
With her and her relationship with the ocean. I don't think it was super blatant, but it just felt like when I was growing up and, like, went to Catholic school and, like, when people would be like, oh, you know, sometimes, you know, I don't mean to get religious, but it just kind of felt like I just related to it in a religious way because that's kind of how I experience. Sometimes you don't always get the help you think you need and you deserve, a.k.a. the ocean. But when you least expect it, it will help you when it knows you need it. I don't know. Leo?
Yes, I'm here.
Leo.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, hey, what's up?
Bienvenidos a Miami.
So what are we talking about?
We're talking about Moana. So someone in the chat said they were wondering what happened to the original plot line for Tika because she was supposed to be called Pele. And I did read I think it was BuzzFeed did an article about how Moana almost ended because in the end, in original concepts, Maui was, they weren't the same person. Te Fiti was not Tika and Maui was supposed to defeat Tika or Pele, I think. And so they changed it.
Pele's a soccer player.
Okay. They did it because they felt like it gave Maui too much of attention at the end.
Which I like that they gave it all to Moana.
Yeah.
I'm glad Moana did it on her own. Leo, overall thoughts of Moana?
I thought it was really great. And like what you guys were saying earlier, I feel like the pacing was a little bit janky the second time. It blended better the second time through because I knew what to expect.
Yeah.
But the first time, it's a little bit jarring. I mean, my thoughts were that it felt like a bunch of scenes back to back to back and not like they were strung together purposefully.
Mm-hmm.
But on second viewing, when you know what's going to happen next, it's almost like you're just on the adventure with them. It's a little bit different when you know what's coming, I guess. But, I mean, overall, I thought it was an awesome movie. I thought the representation was, like, through the roof. I know there was a few complaints that they were sort of generalizing all of the islands that all have different cultures by showing them at different aspects of the movie. But I think that was pretty well done and tactfully done and tastefully done. And I know if they were to make a movie about the Caribbean and only, like, one aspect was Cuban, I would still be pretty hyped about it. So overall, I think I felt like it was well done. I thought it was like very thoughtful and it was like super fun. And I love the way they painted her as a heroine and non-dependent. And yeah, I gave it 2 thumbs up. Fun for the whole family.
Fun for the whole family. I did. After the second time we watched it, I went and I read reviews that I could find on Tumblr from Pacific Islanders.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a little mad.
Really?
Yeah, I was surprised because I was like, oh, I thought they did a really good job, but I'm not Pacific Islander, yeah. So I don't really know. Some people are mad that they meshed all of the island's cultures together. In the opening scene, they say there's like dance from one island, art from another island, tattoo procedure from another island, food from another island. Like everything is just like the melding together of different islands.
But I like that because I feel like it's a hypothetical island in the middle that sort of encompasses it all. And perhaps maybe it was the first island where everybody went from, right? Like they were voyagers and maybe they all spread from there.
Yeah,
like, because you mean this is like takes place so long ago that Maui's still around, you know what I mean? So I don't know, I kind of dig that. I thought it was neat. I understand that concern, but overall, it was tactfully done.
I think each
individual aspect was respected. So
I have a good friend. Her and her boyfriend are from Hawaii, and she has a lot of opinions on this film. I haven't talked to her about it, but before it came out, she was always very with me about like, oh well, I saw this and this kind of bothers me, but this doesn't. I'm excited because they were so like any Pacific Islander I knew was so excited for this. I don't know. I'm very curious. I want to talk to her. Maybe I don't know. I should have asked her to come in tonight. Actually,
yeah.
Maybe next time somebody's gone, we can ask her to come in.
Sorry, I can't. You guys are breaking up. Sorry.
No, you're good, Leo.
So
go.
I can't know when you're talking or not.
Leo?
Yes. No, I was going to say, I feel like this movie made Polynesia the new, like, Native American that everybody's all of a sudden, like, 1/16th Polynesian.
Yeah. Totally. The other thing, quickly, that people were upset about that I read was Maui. Because a lot of people who grew up with the legend of Maui say that, like, he would never have been... Like, the Maui that they grew up reading about is not arrogant, is not self-centered, is for the people, and would never have acted the way that he acted and also been unwilling to help Moana. And, you know, it's fine. Like, we can still like the movie. It's totally fine for us to still like it. It's also fine for people who are upset about these things to still like it. It's not okay for us to tell any Pacific Islanders that they're wrong for having these opinions.
Yep.
I think it's kind of funny because, A, Disney always puts their own spin on every personality. Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure that in the story of Rapunzel, she was never supposed to be, like, a massive hobbyist. But at the same time, like, you know, you got to give them an interesting character that, you know, is a juxtaposition to the main character to make it interesting.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he's a fictional character. Nobody knows what he was actually like. So.
Yeah, I know. I get it. We can all have our different opinions about it.
Sure, yeah.
But that's just what I read.
I think Moana is beautiful, and she's awesome, and I'm so excited that, like, this is a movie I saw and I left and I'm like, I can't wait to show like my kids this movie because I just think it was such a good story and such good representations of everybody involved.
Yeah. Who was your favorite character?
Quickly, that's all I'll say.
Favorite character? Shane. No, he wasn't that great. His song was just the best. I just love Moana. Moana and Grandma. Grandma was awesome.
Leo?
Grandma made me cry.
Oh, my God, Grandma. I have a grandma like... Yeah, Grandma.
All right, guys.
I'm all about that Kakamora life.
Kakamora. Leo, thanks for calling in.
That was a sweet scene.
Thank you guys for having me call in. I love you. I'm sorry I'm not there.
Love you.
Bye, safe travels, Leo.
Bye. Goodbye, pasta. I love you so much. Good girl.
She's in her kennel. She can't hear you.
Hey, Zach. I love you, too.
She's freaking thanks, everybody, for putting up with my whining dog and talking Disney with us this week and watching Disney movie news. That is all the news we have for you. I'm sorry I'm, like, not going to do shout-outs. I mean, we can do shout-outs. I'm not going to wrap them, though. Oh, God, I'm not going to do it.
Zach, that was so quick.
You do it.
Zach, that was so quick.
Do you want to do it?
Dude, if you play the shiny song, I'll just say things over the shiny song. Or play one of the Moana songs, and I'll just say things over it. Are you putting shiny on? Shiny. It's so good.
All right. It's so good. I'm just going to read over this, but I want to listen to the whole song. Sarah can, like, mouth the song. Okay. So I'm not going to... Okay. Emily Saunders, Super Iron Halo, you always join us, and I
Isabella
love it.
Isabella
Jason Solo. Jason Solo.
Alexis.
Low Rabbit 19.
Alexis. Hey, girl.
Dina Sonrisa.
Christian Cabal.
Oh, Dizzyland. Pixie.
Pixel X-Ray. Ian Wilma.
Ian Wilma. Giselle.
All right, we can only do a few more.
You're shining.
Natasha.
Alexis Alejo. Shining. Cool. Little Rabbit 19, we already said this.
Gigi Dude, Giselle.
Giselle, Lauren Wilson, you've been commenting a lot. Christian Kevin. Okay.
All right, what up? Be sure to follow Popcorn Talk on Twitter and on YouTube. I'm Sarah Snitch. I'm everywhere at Sarah Snitch. Where can I find you?
You guys can find me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey.
Hey, guys, you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
Thanks, guys. See you next
week.
Thank you.
Love
you.
Well, well, well. Little Maui's having trouble with his look. You little Sammy Dummy mini guy. Ouch.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.